الله أكبر الله أكبر الله أكبر الله أكبر.
السلام عليكم ورحمة الله وبركاته. Welcome to the Islamic Faith in Focus. I'm your host, Imam Hassan A. Amin. This program, or this Islamic Studies class, is designed to present what Islamic faith is and what it is not. I'm not here to debate with anyone about my chosen faith, no more than I will go back and forth with you regarding any faith that you practice. I am unapologetic when it comes to the authentic rites and rituals of the faith of Islam. Please call your friends and let them know that Islamic Studies class is about to begin. Also, do not forget to have your Quran near you, along with paper, pencil, pen, or some way of taking notes. By the way, those of you who have been attending this weekly Islamic Studies class, welcome back to class. And those of you who are new listeners or new students, welcome to our weekly Islamic Studies class. Today's topic will be Islamic leadership. We see all the time, today, maybe tomorrow, yesterday, all kind of regimes, or you have different transitions of from power from one group of people to another group of people. And so I just want to let you all know some brief information about when you're talking about Islamic leadership. And there's a distinct difference between true Islamic leadership and also those who are really not following the Quran and the Sunnah, the practice of the Prophet Muhammad, peace be upon him, when it comes to leading the people. Because you have to keep in mind that the people are very important, are the ones that you lead, that you are leading. Because you're talking about, for example, you have one writer that says that the people's leader is their servant. Why? Because they devote their attention to their followers' psychological needs and well-being, and servant leaders are in a good position to enhance their subordinates' resilience. So I just wanted to mention that to you all real quickly. Also, when you're talking about leadership, you're talking about the identification of a servant leader. We're talking about servant leader, not the people serving the leader. The leader serving the people. It is crucial to their sense of self because it affects how they perceive socially relevant information cognitively and response to situation by using specific leadership behaviors. When you're talking about a servant leader, you're talking about this person with the reported behavior characteristics such as empathy. You're talking about passion. You're talking about all types of good behavior about this individual. Good moral behavior about this individual. And you're talking about he or she, they have a certain way that they're supposed to conduct themselves. So let's look at examples of the Prophet Muhammad, may peace be upon him, some of his followers, particularly those who took his place in leadership after his death. And one of them was Abu Bakr. And some of this I mentioned before, but I just want to remind you all, my beautiful students, about this. And he said he addressed the people when he became the leader. And he said this beautiful statement to the people. He said, "O people, I swear by Allah that I never really wanted this caliphate, either by day or by night, nor had any inclination towards it. I never prayed to God openly or in secretly to confer the office on me. Since I am not better than you, it is clear that I have been chosen to serve as your Amir." Amir basically means the leader. Please help me if I am in the right. Correct me if I am in the wrong. Sincerity is trust. Dishonesty is treason. The weak among you will stand by me until Allah willing, his rights have been upheld. And the strong among you will stand by me until, if his Lord's wills, until he have taken what is due from him. Follow me as long as I follow Allah and his messenger or his prophet. And if I do not follow him and his messenger, do not follow me. This was from Abu Bakr, as I mentioned before, who was the father-in-law of the prophet. And after the prophet died, he took his place in leadership. And he said this to the people as soon as he became the leader. This is who I am. This is who I am about. And it's basically the Umar, who was the next leader after Abu Bakr died. Abu Bakr died about 2 years after taking a position of leadership. Umar basically said the same thing. Umar said something similar to that of Abu Bakr. If I follow the right path, please follow me. If I stray from it, please correct me so that we are not led astray. In carrying out my duties, I will seek guidance from the holy book and will aspire to emulate the conduct of the holy prophet and Abu Bakr. After receiving the support of his harsh and stern condition, the people told him about this under leadership, both the Prophet Muhammad, may peace be upon him, and Abu Bakr, Umar said, they told him, look, you're a harsh man, like, you know, cool down a little bit. You're a stern man, cool down a little bit. Okay, when he became leader, okay, I got it. And he said, I will no longer be hard and stern in all matters. Instead, I will be harsh and stern for those who practice tyranny and deprive others of their rights, while I will be most soft and tender for those who follow the law and are committed to their religion. I will not tolerate any people making any excesses. Rather, he or she will be sternly called to account for any tyranny. The weak and the meek, they will find me their best friend. I will be harsh and stern against the aggressor, but a pillar of strength for the feeble and the weak. So this is what Umar said to the people. Be clear on the kind of guy that I am. If you're meek and you're weak, I'm going to take care of you. I'm going to watch over you. I'm going to caress you and take care of you. And if you're bad towards the people, then I'm going to be harsh and stern against you. That was his leadership style. And the leadership style, of course, of Abu Bakr. And these beautiful men that took the place of the prophet. May peace and blessing be upon them. And also, Umar addressed the people, the Muslim nation, with the following. Friends, you have some rights upon me, and I inform you of them that you may be in a position to call me to account. First, that I shall not exact from you any tax or other levy not authorized by law. Second, that whatever taxes are lawfully realized from you are spent in your best interest. Third, that I shall guard the frontier of your land. Fourth, that I shall promote the prosperity and look after you. And fifth, I have a responsibility to uphold the law. So this was what Umar said to the people, to be straight about what I would do. These are the five things that I will do while in leadership position. And if I go against what Quran and the Sunnah says, then bring me up on it. Correct me on it. Tell me I'm wrong so I can correct myself. After making his rounds at night, Umar would pray to Allah until late into the night. He would awaken in the early morning hours, and once more prayer before going to the mosque. Or he made more prayers before going to the mosque to lead the morning prayer. Whenever any case of hardship came to his notice, he would rush or relieve immediately, carrying the relief supplies in most cases on his own back. This was the kind of man that he was. He was a man that prayed. He is a man that took care of the people, looked after the people, and even go as far as carrying the goods that the people needed. Once I learned you needed something, I got you. I will go get it, and I will even carry it on my back if I have to for you. Umar expressed the criteria of a chief, saying, I want a man who, when he is among men, shall look like a chief, even though he is not a chief. And when he is chief, he should look as if he is one of them. Umar responded when asked what criteria he uses to choose men for appointments as governor. When it was necessary to protect consumers and merchants, Umar would step in to impose a fair price for necessities. When a man bought some olives to the market, and he started selling it for more than what the people typically normally paid, Umar told him, either you sell it at the market price or you leave our market, for we will not force you to stick to a price. And he was forced to leave. So I want to just say one other thing regarding this beautiful man, this great leader of Islam. Umar did not have any problem in being corrected towards what was right. One time Umar had basically said to the people, look, this is how much you're going to pay for dowry for the women. In other words, women get a dowry, and men have to pay the dowry to the woman, and it's what she asked for. Basically, he forgot to give it to her. But then what happened while he was making this speech about this thing about limiting the dowry, and guess what happened? This lady, she stood up and she objected to what he said, and she said to him, you do not have the right to do that. Based on the above chapter and verse in reference to the person, this is found in verse 4, chapter 4, verse 20. And you can read that on your own about he did not have the right to limit the dowry for the women. And he said to her, he didn't say, sit down and be quiet. I don't want to hear from you. Who do you think you are? Don't you know who I am? I am the Khalifa. I am the leader of the Muslims. He did not say that to her. He said to her, to this woman who interrupted his speech, and he's telling her, look, I'm going to limit how much dowry you're supposed to get. And he said to the woman that she was right and that he was wrong. This is the beautiful leadership that Muslims are supposed to have, or Islamic leaders are supposed to have. And really, I challenge all leaders in the world to be like that, to look after the people, that the weak and the meek is protected by you, and that their rights are protected by you. You want to be a leader? Really, you serve the people. The people don't serve you. You are a servant leader, serving the people and looking after the needs of the people and not try to satisfy your own needs. You have been attending the Islamic Faith and Focus class. I have been your instructor, Imam Hassan A. Amin. Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.